Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hi, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world right now. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're subscribing, commenting, and giving me all this love. I really appreciate it. And in this one, I want to speak to you. As you can see, I kind of broke my elbow a couple of days ago. In this one, I want to speak to you a little bit about formal versus informal education. And this is something that I've noticed quite a bit as I come back into the real world, as I call it, or, you know, into the American way of living life. You know, as soon as I come into Canada or speak to Americans, I notice this quite a bit, this kind of... Also, Indians are pretty much about this as well. I guess maybe the entire world is kind of moving to this way of thinking where education, formal education particularly, is the way to go. Like, if you have letters behind your name, that means you know stuff, that you are an expert, that you are in the know somehow. And if you don't have letters, but you still know the knowledge, if you have the knowledge, it doesn't matter, right? The knowledge is not the important thing. It's the letters, right? And so it's kind of fascinating to me because a lot of people don't know that I have an MBA because I never tell them this, because I never put it behind my name. I don't talk about it. But, you know, as soon as I tell them that, all of a sudden, you know, I'll tell them all these other things about me, like, you know, I'm a YouTuber or I'm a nomad, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, ah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, so, and they're like, what did you study? And I'm like, well, I have a BSc, you know, I have a Bachelor's of Science, and then I have an MBA. And all of a sudden, their eyes will light up. And they're like, oh, cool. Oh, my gosh, I had no idea. Wow, that's so great. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I've actually never used that Master's of Business Administration. Like, yes, I used it once for a job that I had to get, but I had that job for barely a year. And no one ever looks at it. No one ever talks about it. And, like, I never talk about it with anyone. I've used the skills a bit here and there, but more... I have used the skills that I learned on my own through informal education. And so that's why I wanted to speak to you a little bit about that. I feel like INFJs are a little bit more about informal education rather than formal education. We don't actually care about the letters behind our name, whatever it might be. So, for example, I was speaking to a friend of mine who has a degree in herbal medicine. Not a degree, a certificate. Where she's done a couple of workshops on it. And she has... she's kind of gotten a couple of certificates on herbal medicine and how to use it for health. And, you know, so we're having a conversation about it because I love herbal medicine. I love plant medicine. This is one of my things. anything that I can do with plant medicine, I'd rather do with plant medicine, natural plant medicine, rather than something else. So even now, like, I don't have a cast on, but I'm using comfrey packs or comfrey leaves. I don't know if you can see it behind me in that bowl. I'm using comfrey tea and I'm dipping my elbow into it and I'm trying to heal my bone that way rather than using a cast, which is the typical way of doing it. So, you know, and that's plant medicine. I love it. I mean, I knew about it. I knew as soon as I had the fracture, I was like, comfrey packs. That's what I'm doing. I know that's what I'm doing. And so I have all this knowledge as well about herbal medicine, plant medicine in my head. Perhaps not all of it because she's done a certificate on it. And she does done a bunch of courses on it. She probably has a little bit more knowledge than me. But for me, that is not the point of it. The point of education to me and to a lot of INFJs I notice is not the fact that we are learning for the sake of learning. I find that it's such a useless thing to do, to learn for the sake of learning. I always think to myself, as soon as I learn something, how am I going to use it in my real life? How can I practically use it right away in my life? So even when I learn anything about plant medicine, instantaneously I'm thinking to myself, okay, how am I going to utilize it in my life? How am I going to integrate it into my daily schedule so I can use these benefits to my betterment, right? So for example, a lot of times what I do, and my family is kind of sick and tired of me because of this, because I'm constantly bringing in new teas for them to try. Constantly I'm trying out teas because I love teas. Teas are a really good way of healing yourself. And there's so many plants out there that have been converted into teas. And so I'm constantly bringing in new teas. Dandelion obviously is a big one for me. But Sambiloto is just a herb from that I discovered in Bali. Brilliant tea, really, really good for so many different things. I've also started using a bunch of Indian spices. So cardamom tea obviously is a brilliant one. Star anise is a really, really good one. Not to start getting into herbal medicine, but as I'm saying, like, as soon as I learn about something, I want to bring it into my real life. Because what's the point? What is the point of learning something if you're not going to use it? The point of education, and that's why formal education a lot of times irks us as INFJs, because we're practical people. We want to know, okay, so how am I going to use this in my real life? And if we can't use it in our real life right away, like, or even like in later in our life, if we can't use it, then for us, we're thinking to ourselves, all right, well, this seems like a complete waste of time, right? And I think I've said this to you many times before. If a younger person asks me, you know, what should I do after university? Or what should I do after I graduate from high school? You know, should I go to university? My answer is always no, don't go to university. I mean, take a year or two off. Always take a year or two off after high school or even after university if you are at that point. And try to figure out what exactly you want to do with yourself. What do you like? What do you want to do? What do you want to spend your time doing? And if it's a possibility for you, you know, do a couple of internships with things that you like to do. For example, if you think that yoga is going to be the dream of your life, then do an internship at a yoga studio in Costa Rica or something like that, you know? It's going to be unpaid, but you're young. It doesn't matter anyways. Your parents are probably helping you out anyways. It doesn't matter. It might be paid, which might be a bonus. And you get to live in a different place. You get to learn something about the skill that you really care about. And most importantly, you realize perhaps that it's actually not for you, which is what I've figured out many times, is that I've tried something in real life practically and realized, I don't think I like this at all, right? Or sometimes I realize the opposite. I thought I wouldn't like something and I realize I love it, right? So that's what I always tell them, like, formal education, yeah, okay, it's necessary if you want to live in the real world, if you want to show it to the people around you. In a lot of cases, it's useless. It completely, unless you're a lawyer or a doctor, obviously for them, it's quite useful. My sister who's a lawyer, she constantly needs her degree, so that's fine. I'm not talking about people who are professionals and who need that kind of degree thing. I'm talking about people who are like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. I don't have a specific profession I want to go into, but there are certain things I want to do with my time and my life. And so I need to figure out how to do that. Those are the kind of people I'm talking about. The kind of people like me, where I'm like, yeah, I studied all these things formally. I'm using some of them, I guess. But what I'm really, really using are all the informal education that I've done for myself. And so informally, I've studied hundreds and hundreds of blog articles. I've studied lots and lots of research papers online. Constantly, I'm reading about research online about plant medicine. Constantly reading from other people about plant medicine, about herbal medicine, about healing modalities. I'm constantly reading up because this is my interest, my passion. I love it. I want to constantly be talking about it. I want to constantly be reading about it. And even if I don't have a formal letter behind my name says I'm a herbal medicine practitioner or whatever it is, I don't care. That's not the point of it. The point for me is to realize that I have this knowledge and I can use it every day. I can use it to make comfrey packs and put it on my fracture and heal it. And that's the whole point of it, right? That's the whole point of all of education. And that's what we really care about as INFJs, is that we want to use our education to the betterment of ourselves, of course, but also betterment of society around us. If I can go to someone who's having an issue, whatever issue might be, and say, hey, this plant medicine, this tea, will help you solve that issue, that is brilliant. That is what I want to do with my time, with my life. The liver flush that I'm constantly talking about, I'm constantly telling people about liver flushes because I've gotten so much benefit out of it. My mom and my sister has gotten so much benefit out of it. A lot of my friends have as well, who I've constantly talked about it too. And so I'm constantly talking about it because it's a beneficial, natural way of healing yourself from so many different things, right? And obviously there's so many other things I could potentially talk about, but I'm gonna stop it here. Basically, the idea behind this is if you are worried that formal education is the only way to go, do not worry about it. As an INFJ, as a younger INFJ particularly, because a lot of times I'm speaking to younger INFJs, if you're thinking that you don't wanna go through the formal education route, it's okay actually. I think it's a brilliant idea. Not only will you not be putting a lot of money into wasting a lot of money into your education with loans, student loans, blah, 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 but what you'll be able to do is learn practical real world skills that you can use right now and start making money. If you change your mind later, you can always go back to university. It is not a big deal. It is possible. Lots of people do it. If a year or 2 years down the road, you realize, oh, I really want to do this particular thing, go back to school. That means go back to university. It's fine. Or college. It's not a big deal. But for this moment in time, if you are having any doubts, don't just plunge into a random degree and be like, I'll figure it out on the way. No, you're not going to figure it out on the way. It's way too busy in college or university to figure things out. You need time and space to do that. And as I said many times before, formal education is really, nowadays at least, maybe in the past it was a little bit different, but nowadays I feel like it's not necessary in order to live in the world, actually even to thrive in the world. You don't need it. A lot of people don't have it, don't need it. It's fine without it. You can do without it. There's lots of things you can do without it and make lots of money with it, without it, right? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on it about formal versus informal education. There's a lot more I could say on the subject. I really find that formal education, I mean, I have gotten it, I've gotten 2 degrees, but it was mostly out of desperation because I had nothing else to do. And at that point, it was really hard for me to say no because I was also very weak and I didn't know myself, right? Of course, now I can look back and say, hey, it's okay. You did what you needed to do. But if you are in a state of mind or in a space where you are thinking about it and confused about it, then I would say take a few months off, take a year off. It's fine to figure things out. It's not gonna do anything, it's not gonna delay anything. And actually, it might actually help you because you might figure out, oh, this is exactly what I wanna do, which does not involve formal education. And then you'll save thousands of dollars. Of course, if you want to become a dentist or a doctor, that you will need to go through formal education. There's nothing around it. You can't go around it. But if you want to become a healing practitioner, there's so many things you can do. You can become a massage therapist, a naturopath, a herbal medicine practitioner, a theta healer, you know, a Reiki healer. There's so many different things you can do without that kind of formal education. You can just do a couple of workshops and start practicing right away, or you can do like a shorter, you know, internship somewhere or a shorter course that takes 6 months to a year. You don't have to waste thousands of dollars on going into university if you don't need it. Why would you do that to yourself? Of course, this is just my opinion. So if you are going through something and you'd like to ask for advice, or if you are confused about something, put a comment below and the INFJ community will help you out and I myself will reply as well. Of course, if your parents are adamant that you should go to formal education, maybe that's something you can't, you know, say no to, unless your parents are willing to listen to your point of view. So again, it depends on each person, but I do highly recommend to think through it clearly. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you need to do it as well. It's a stupid way to live. Just following everyone else just because everyone else is doing this doesn't mean that you should, okay? All right, I think I'll end this here. Thank you so much for listening. I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
AK Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.